I've already got tomorrow took care of.
Oh, how many? My personal one or the old one?
Yeah, the personal one.
Where they had that, we had the house on their own parcel. We went out and changed it.
What I just mentioned to Mr. Rose there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be taken care of very shortly at 4:00.
Oh, okay, good.
Because he's already going to take it off.
Super. Yeah, because the house and the other lot, we only have one little lot that's landlocked with no access.
No, but it'd be...
The cul-de-sac is vacated, there's no access.
Okay, Mr. Paulson won't be here, so you will not.
Okay, we'll call the session back in.
I'd like to just make a quick point. Uh-huh. I checked on Tinkomo Terrace Hollister. The way that is set up, if you own a condo, there's 99-year leases on all of the carports and boat slips over there. And so if someone has a condo, they also have a 99-year lease on that carport or that boat slip. And they pay insurance and maintenance. If maintenance is required, and insurance once a year, but that's all they pay to the homeowner association. The other, they basically bought the right to that lease, but they got their condos. So those condos are worth more. Two of them side by side, and one has a carport and a boat slip, it's worth tremendously more than the one that doesn't have anything, even though they don't own it, but they have the right to it, and when they sell their condo, they have to sell their right, that lease, or to the whoever they sell to, or if that person doesn't want it, they can sell it to another condo owner.
Who pays the taxes on them?
No one is paying taxes on it, but actually the condo is worth X number of dollars more because it has a carport.
So it has the right to a carport.
Has a 99-year lease on a carport or a boat slip. So in my opinion, the value should be given on a carport and a boat slip. And those condos that have those in whatever amount should be, their assessment should be that much higher because their condo will sell for that much more. That's why some of these units are selling for $20,000 higher than others, even though they're the exact same condo, is because they have a carport or two carports or a boat slip or whatever.
How do we know who has the lease and who don't?
That's what we have to find out from, you know, however the assessor finds that information, I guess. I don't know.
Go talk
secret the
way.
Yeah,
secret way.
Actually, the homeowners association would have that because they're the ones that have the leases, and they would know who has those. Tinkomo Terrace of Forsyth has some like that also, but most of them they did, and I didn't really find out positively. I think they started off that way with maybe the first building or so. I don't know, but then they went to deeding the garages down there.
We can keep up with deed.
But there are some over here that are leased also. But you have a leasehold right on it, basically, which makes the property worth a lot more. But we're missing out, the county is, on a lot of taxes.
Well, I'll have to tax it separately, Dave, and I don't think that's the part that this board understands.
Well, does it have to be?
It has to be taxed separately because you can't have a 1,200-foot condo that's a D-class at $80,000 and a 12-foot neighboring condo at $110,000 with no explanation of to come up to that $110,000 had to be on a separate L number. We'll have to create it.
Well,
otherwise, we've got what they call uniformity, is what they're after me in court, is uniformity, 2D class condos setting side by side with different values on them.
But if one of them has rights to a carport and a boat slip, and the other one doesn't, I mean, that should be an explanation of why it's worth more.
But that shows on some of these.
We cannot tax the rights to something on these parcel numbers that are assigned by warranty deed or any kind of deed, corporation deed, or by any kind of deed. We can't assign a rights. A rights has to be assigned to an L number, which would correspond to this number but have an L at the end.
Well, now, if we're talking about like a mall, we said before, like the personal fixtures inside in that, or these golf carts that we talked about, the owner is the one that has to pay the taxes, isn't that right?
That's correct.
Well, now, if the owner is Tanikomo Terrace, then why shouldn't they owe the taxes on those garages?
We're going to have to probably take this one to the state. Tim has got the information together me right off the covenants. He asked me what time you guys wanted him to walk in here and do a little explaining of it, our own, on why we did, what we did, and how we did it.
Okay.
So he's pretty up on that.
Get back to Mr. Henke here then. Would you like to get up and take
sure.
the podium and present your case?
I'm going to refer to my able-bodied assistants here for a lot of this information. This is Karen Badley. She's our office secretary. Debbie Smith that works in the office. And these gals are working with this stuff daily on prices and that information. They're a little bit, quite a bit smarter than I am on it. But I know James is familiar with the land over there. He came over it's been 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago. You and I and Martin sat down and went through. You spent a couple of days with us over there, and I think he's pretty familiar with the country. But basically, the lots where we fell, and we realized we have the same situation that you do. Our only source of revenue is assessments, and basically, taxes are your source of revenue. And we understand very much the cost going up. We have grader and dump trucks, and we buy base rock, and so we don't have a problem with. There's only a few lots that we have a problem with. The basic lots that we have a problem with. Is the lots that are under power lines and on some of these back roads that basically we called membership lots. And that was back in the day when they were really, as I was explaining to Mr. Rose earlier, there was a lot of bait and switch that went on with this years ago where the original developers had these small lots and you'd win a lot at a sports show up north and you'd come down there and look at it and then you'd find out you couldn't build. Then they'd sell you something else. Well, there's a number of those lots that are on some of those back roads like Oak Hollow that we were talking about earlier and getting over towards Big Cedar underneath the power lines that crisscross around. So we sold those lots as membership lots. When we had the golf course, there was a lot of people would buy a $500 lot and that entitled them. They were a member of Oakmont and they'd pay their assessments, but they could play golf and play our tennis, our golf courses. We owned it at that time, tennis and the swimming pool, and they could all amenities that we had. Well, we've sold a golf course five years ago, and the demand for membership lots is diminished. There's very little, so we thought we'd lower the price on those. What we used to get 500 to 250. And we haven't sold one for what, a couple of years, Karen? But so that's what our problem is. We think those lots, basically what we call membership lots. And as you know, under power lines, you know, we can't build. So
can I ask a question?
Sure.
I mean, there's a lot of parcels that are listed in our book. Cindy, how did you break?
I thought it broken down just as you gave it.
So what numbers are?
Okay, now this is a woman I spoke with over the phone. Yeah, we were and
so what numbers are we? Is he referring to in his conversation there?
These that you're referring to under the power lines. Is that which ones are they? Are they the Ozark?
Well, Oak Hollow wouldn't be under the power lines, but they are where just a four-wheeler gets down to them. But the power lines is going to be in Ozark Paradise Village.
Yeah, OPB.
OPB.
What numbers would that be then?
61 and 63, isn't it?
Yeah, along with
so that then would be referring to BOE number 0249.
Through 0297?
0297.
Okay.
Now, these lots, like you're saying, $250, that would be actual, $250.
Okay. Well, when we were talking over the phone, she said, you know, why don't you put the fair market value, and so that's what we did. We wrote the...
$100.
Pardon me?
Is that what you put down? I see $100 is the opinion.
That was on Oak Hollow areas.
Is that what we're talking about? I mean, you got to remember, we got like 100 parcels that we're trying.
Now,
we grouped them together. So,
where do you want to start? Do you want to start Oak Hollow?
Wherever you want to start.
OPV. Well,
let's start in OPV with the power lines and stuff that we got the 250
right,
on.
Right.
Okay, so that's the number you just said?
Yes, so that's the number. So what he's done there is on the change notice, he's written what their opinion of the fair market value is on each of those.
What is the appraisal value of these lots? We don't have that sheet.
If I go, let me come in and just say.
That is correct.
If If you're talking about $250 lots.
Down here.
Right.
That would only have an assessed value then about $47. How much taxes are we talking about here?
Oh.
On a $47 assessment. Would it be enough to pay the postage? What is it, roughly 5%?
Around $2.35.
Per 100?
No, that would be the tax bill, $2.35.
$2.35.
Roughly.
Okay.
Can you tell me what we're in trouble on lots, basically on Mountain View, two-thirds of the way up the ridge. If you go to the left, can we take that onto the left?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's not, take it back to the right, I'm sorry. I want to see these under the power line lots, and I think
you're
going
to go on Devil's Point Road.
Yeah, one more. Mm-hmm. One more time.
One more time, yeah.
All Four right, again. If you Four see, again. Yeah, we need to go again.
Mm-hmm.
It's up at the main entrance.
Yeah. Yeah. Big Cedars entrance is Devil's Pool, coming off to the left.
A little bit farther.
And they've got a huge amount of these, I think. Mm-hmm. That's the reason they're trying to get over. One more time. Keep going. I'm sorry. It's processing over. Keep it processing.
Yeah. We're getting about right in there.
Right, if you see Coach.
Yep. Buck, Coach is one of the roads. Yeah.
Yeah, those are bad lots. As you can see, the power lines involved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would, and I don't know whether this would be satisfactory to these guys or not. I would make a recommendation to this board to roll these back to last year's value minus the 6% that I had put on 10,000 other vacant lot properties in Taney County. And the reason being, and here's the mistake of the assessor's office. We went into Oakmont raising values basically over by Paradise Point area, and we got those lots. Then up at Orchard where you guys had built the houses, we went in and redone some lots. I told my people to raise Oakmont lots, not yours, everybody's. By a matter of 10%. Since we found some information, they just went to Oak Hollow and everywhere.
Exactly.
It was that entry thing. I didn't specifically say, hey, not under the power line, not under this, not under that. But that's what I recommend to this board on your vacant lots, is take them back to last year's value and give you the 6% on the vacant lots that we had on everybody else's vacant lots. And take it to them.
Now, are you saying for everyone that has vacant lots out there? Because we've had individual or just Oakmont properties.
We're actually just going on Oakmont lots because of basically what's driving
majority of what we have left
is because of your giving these people for $250, $500
exactly.
to get the membership.
Exactly.
And that's what I'm taking into consideration. Okay. As you well know, I was out there many years buying and selling lots, and if I could piece one of these together with one, I had something, and I couldn't.
No, on exactly. Something. Okay.
If that's good for you guys, well, it'll be good for us.
We felt the rest of the lots we spot, yeah, I mean, that seemed fair, but these just, I mean, there's some little value to these that we just thought that was, you know.
If you go on the ones that we had minimum values of $530, and there's some of these involved here under these power lines, that would be 6% less than that, which is not much, but it's showing a decline.
So last year, less.
You know, the last year, I'm not sure, you know, we sat down some years back, but we didn't get down to all these nitty-gritty little ones, you know, and I'm not sure. Do we think last year's was fair for what it is?
Some of them are still pretty high. But, you know,
we had a few isolated ones.
We've got.
Well, we can look at the isolated ones
on 63. Yeah, we could look and see. I, you know, we can live probably with
the last year's.
63. Look at some of these, that's really... See, these was appraised here, like this one here, 1314 in block 63 is appraised at 3,000.
All right, we have a discrepancy here, but what number do we, what parcel number? Just give me this first parcel number we're talking about.
19-1.0-11-003-00.
Is that Paradise Village?
Yeah.
Paradise Village is different.
His is different.
Because he's showing his appraised value at $2,750, or his market value, I'm showing mine at $100.
$2,750. His first sheet here, it's got the 049.
I'm confused, that's
I mean, 249 is 19-6.0-24-01-01.
That's a paid house, I don't have that.
Where are you at?
That's the old one. He's going to go less than what we had last year, so I agree.
Without going through all of them, James, that sounds like it would probably be pretty fair, I guess.
Now, that's just my recommendation.
Yeah, okay.
And we'd have to set these guys to settle on. But we'd roll them back to last year. Then we would take 6% decline on every lot. We're not just picking one or two. We'd be doing that straight across the board, as we have done many lots in Taney County. Now, whether your lot was valued, you'd write last year, the year before, you guys have paid the taxes, I believe, since we got together with them. Yeah, but it would show a decline in vacant land prices. And like I say, when I told my clerks to do Oakmont, I said, do Oakmont at 10% increase, and that's what you're seeing here on most of these, is a 10% increase.
We don't have a problem with a lot of them, but these we do.
I see. But that's what I would recommend to do.
The recommendation then is to roll back the prices
to last year's value.
To last year's value.
And give them a 6% decline on each one of those, like I have many, many, many other.
You mean subtract 6% from what?
Last year's value.
2008 value?
Yes.
Okay. So roll it back to 2008 and then take 6% of 2008 and subtract it from 2008.
That's correct. And that's the same way as we've done brand new.
And we're talking about Ozark Paradise Village only.
Oakmont.
All of them.
Everything. Ozark Paradise Village, Oakmont. Take care of the whole situation.
You better run for the door because you're not going to get
it.
You better run
for the door. That's your recommendation.
Before he changes your mind.
Yeah.
0234 through 0248.
Yes.
All
and 0249 through 0297.
Yes.
And 6298 through.
So that's referring to, I just make sure, that's referring all these BOE
every
cases.
Every single BOE case we got on those.
Okay, now is that all your power line?
Everything you're saying.
So moved.
Okay, so
motion.
He made the motion.
Danny made the motion. Okay. Yes, sir. You will second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Thanks, guys.
That's great. We appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you.
Now, you got a couple of minutes, and I'll talk about that lot.
Let's do this other one here.
My one lot, and I won't come over Thursday afternoon.
It was up to the pleasure of this board.
Do you have that in the book?
Yep. It's your number.
I had a 145 on Thursday.
06, 0208.
Bob Hickey, 145.
06.
06, 0208.
No, it's for day after tomorrow. Yeah.
06028.
This could just save us one tomorrow. We've got the time. Save him a trip.
What's the main quarrel about?
Well, I there was four parcels of land, and we sold three of them last August, and the assessment is still the same as it was when we owned everything.
Is so it vacant land?
Well, the lot that we kept is vacant because... My neighbor and I bought this land together, just to kind of it's so close to his deck, and we didn't want somebody building right there, so we were looking at a garage. So we bought, but we had to buy the four lots. We sold the three, which have access, two of them have access to Manor Road, which is a hard surface county road, and the lot that we kept has no access. The cul-de-sac is vacated at the bottom, and it has no access to Amanda. And yet, the assessed value is the same as when we had four lots with a house on it, garage, and access to Amanda Road, so it's obviously a mistake.
Okay, Kenny Davis, look at the photo they're showing. Yeah. This is the where we had the house on the wrong.
Yeah.
You remember this one?
Yeah. This cul-de-sac has been vacated, so that there's a little. The land that we have is right here. This is all we own. This has all been sold and sold. So.
Can't picture. Now, last August. If we take care of it, we would leave you with a $32,000 lot.
It can't be 32,000, can it? I mean, there's no access to it. It's a small lot that's set there. I don't think we could legally build on it.
First of all, you can't sell a lot illegally titled where nobody can get to it. It doesn't matter.
Well, we owned it. We kept it. I mean,
Kenny is not. It's not. But we had. I'll tell the board what happened on this. We built the split. When we built the split, we took this house right here and put the value on this lot as being this to begin with. Kenny's went to get the card. Now then, we had to sort that out, get the house back up here. I don't know whether you made us aware of that, Bob, or somebody else. And we've got the value created correctly. Was this even a lot last year?
Yes, it was.
It was including that house, though.
Yeah. This was a lot. This is a lot, and this was a lot. And then there was a small piece here, which made it legally four things. But there was actually one, two,
right,
three, and then a small. It was four. We sold this, and this, and this. And we kept this because you can see how close it comes to my neighbor's. He didn't want somebody built right at his deck. And so we just wound up keeping this. But this cul-de-sac has been vacated years ago. There's a cul-de-sac here that's been vacated years ago. There's no access there. And obviously, you'd have to have permission from these landowners. There isn't room hardly between. I suppose you could make a road there, but
I would recommend something to you, Bob.
Where does Ridgeview
get access to that lot? Because it's illegal to sell landlocked.
Well, we're not going to sell it. We want to keep it. We don't want anybody building here. So it's never going to be sold.
I would, could let Jim put a cursor on there and see what value we have on it.
This one?
Yeah.
That's why we bought it and got rid of the rest is to keep
what you what you Jim
what you see here is with a house on it. Yeah. It's $16,600 right. With a house.
$55,000 of improvements appraised value. Here's a shot.
Right.
And then $32,000 in land though. Is that land value right?
Does that Ridgeview Street not go through to that lot?
No, it stops right here. There's a cul-de-sac right. Right down in here, Bridget, there's a cul-de-sac, and we're in here. Right here is a cul-de-sac, I guess. But that's been vacated.
Well, I mean, if there's a, is a cul-de-sac being used as a cul-de-sac?
Well, the guy that bought this house it's his driveway into his garage. That's Johnny Morris, He's not going to allow somebody to go through there.
Years ago, James, on that cul-de-sac, Oakmont at the time sold it to Craig White, Mrs. Polly, which owned the house that Bob and him bought, and also to Charlie Chalmers. So they just deeded that partial to each one of them, wherever their yard was. So that cul-de-sac, one little area there, actually was what Mrs. Polly owned in part of that cul-de-sac, but they shut that down in the county.
I could tell you guys, and my advice to you is to give that to the adjacent landowners and totally get rid of that lot. If that's what you give yourself, 200 foot of it or 100 foot of it, give the other 50 foot of it, and get rid of that lot. You cannot sell property and landlock it. No matter if you're keeping it for yourself, you cannot landlock a piece of property. And you've done that by, say, bringing that to the point off of that old cul-de-sac.
Well, see, it was so close to his house.
What we're recommending is to cut it between those two owners that want to
you
their
and
land.
You and
just attach and it to
your house. Gorm is the only two you've got to do.
Lot, wherever your house is, and they need to take the rest of it and get rid of
you
it.
You and Gorm is the two that's got to take
it. Well, we talked about doing that. It just
Which house is yours, Bob?
My house is here, and my neighbor that bought it is here, and see how close it is to his house. This is my house, and this is his house.
Okay, so it adjoins your property.
Right. Yeah, it's
well,
a little
then he doesn't
bit
have to do anything with it. He can do the whole thing.
Yeah, but got to
it's got to be one parcel.
But so what you would need to do is just split it like this right here and give him this piece, and you keep that piece, and we'll add a little bit of value to that property.
Why can't you add the whole parcel to his?
That's what I thought we should do.
Or add the old one if he wants to.
Why can't you add the whole thing to his?
You can. You just can't have it like that.
Yeah, well, we can get that done someday, and then...
Because he said he kept it because
we can't do anything if a Board of Equalization until that's done, though.
That's correct.
We can't recommend to do anything until that becomes a different way. It's different.
But even though the value of this is the same thing that it was when it was all together with a house and with two lots with access to...
We're going to move that house, Bob.
Okay.
We're going to take that value away, but it's still...
And you're going to take this lot off, too, because the assessed value is the same as it was in 06 and 07 and 08. And then
what's the correct value then, James?
I would recommend to get this value of that piece of property to $8,000.
Let's look at the neighboring. Is there any neighboring lots?
But it's not
all of them got access.
This is just dirt.
And the value, you're not going to lose it because you're gaining actually $8,000 this year on a new parcel where previously we'd be moving those houses off of there and that same value will go to another lot and it'll be presented later on. Mm-hmm. We'll correct that part and take that piece of property at $8,000. If we see that you haven't done something with that next year, we will put a better value on it because I know what goes along that lake frontage is. You to sell it for, Bob. And I'm not trying to be hard. We're just seeing
that. Well, that's why we bought it, so nobody'd build it. We'd be looking at a garage roof and a house roof. That's why
I understand.
Yeah.
So your recommendation is to remove the improvements and reduce the appraised value of that land to $8,000.
Yes, for this
year. Is that $8,000 appraised or assessed?
Appraised value. That's my motion. To remove the improvements and reduce the appraised value to $8,000.
Your second?
Second.
Is that?
Well, I didn't think it was worth eight, but I guess, you know, it's certainly better than what?
$8,000. That means the appraisal will only be about, what, $2,000, something like that, on taxes on it?
Okay.
You're not talking anymore.
No. And then we'll go ahead and get that down and
it just needs to be to protect yourself and everybody in the future because one of these days, what's fixing to happen there's going to be a piece of landlocked land that nobody can get to and nobody can figure out what to do with it.
It also saves me an Oakmont assessment because that happens to be in Oakmont and now it can be combined. But anyway, okay, that's good. Yeah.
All right.
So then you'll send out a correct.
We have a motion on the floor to remove the property from this.
The improvements.
Improvements. And reset the appraised land value at $8,000.
Correct.
Is there a second? All in favor say aye.
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 Go thanks, ahead. Fellas. And this lady was very nice over the phone when I first started talking to her about 300 lots. I thought she was going to drop.
You'll get something mailed. You'll get something in the mail.
Okay, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Let's put it this way. You've got two Girl Fridays. She has to do all of ours.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. She was very pleasant to deal with over the telephone. When I started talking about Oakmont 300 lots, I think I scared her to death. But,
thank you,
thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
James, I don't understand what you're saying about that because, I mean, there's a lot of people that own two lots and one of them in behind the other with no access to it. It's just they happen to have their house on one lot and own the one behind them.
Yeah, but I'm not sure. They don't have the neighbor's deed name on that, too. Didn't he say they give it to the two people?
No. He said because it came so close to his neighbor's house, they didn't want to sell it. He owns the whole lot.
There's no way that piece of property has any value. No access to it as a lot. Now, if it's a combine of the acreage, you're right.
It's combined with his house. A man can have two lots with his house.
I can't split out of our little subdivision. We can't split it without giving a 50-foot easement back to the back side because it won't get planning and zoning.
Nothing landlocked, right?
Right, it's landlocked. You've got to replat to get unlandlocked.
I mean, he already owns the lot. And he owns the house that joins it.
He was showing me some of it before we all came back.
He'd have an easement signed or something on file.
That's a mishmash there because the land, a lot of the lots were sold off before he got them. And Oakmont, you can't say, here's Oakmont. Because here there'll be three and two and one that were sold off before. And they're not part of Oakmont anymore. They're not a part of the pool. They're not a part of anything. So you can't just go in and say, oh, this lot or this.
Yeah, but they had to change the plat to get that done. To get that done is what landlocks it. That's not an original way that lot where his house is has nothing to do with that lot. This came from actually the neighboring lot when it came to pass.
Okay.
That's not what he said.
We have two things left from this morning.
Three.
I think so.
Three?
I think that's what it is.
He said it was all one parcel, and they sold off a house and three parcels and kept that one and his house.
Well, I just don't know how you could sell it without getting an easement somewhere.
Nobody wants to sell it.
The first one that we tabled from the very first is BOE number 60037, which is the Branson Hills lot, Richard Watson.
Okay, Richard Watson's land.
I'm sorry, 337? 0037 is the last four digits. Richard Watson.
He argued it, but he had no proof that it was.
Sounds like he has a beef.
That's the lot out there in the country club. The Penny Branson, Stewart thing.
Branson Hills, yes, sir.
His arguments with the company that sold it to him, but he said, he made the statement that if somebody wanted to build on it, it's worth that, but he didn't want to build on it, so it's not worth that. Well, it's worth that one way or the other. I mean, that's what confused me, is that statement.
Well, I think what confused him is he was given wrong information or lack of information about the CID tax of $1,500 or something like that.
Or he just didn't. He listened to it because it was an investment property.
I had never heard of anything like it, to be honest with you. Because I'd never bought anything in the CID, so.
Well, I just hope that the collection end of it's getting enough money to cover the county's expenses for getting it for these people. That's my concern on the SIDs. Because we collect it and charge it 1%, but is that enough to cover what our clerks have to go through and the collector has to go through collecting it and getting it back to these people, this HCW group or whoever it is? And I don't know. I've had lots and lots of calls, and of course they chew us out before we can get them to stop, that we don't have nothing to do with the SID, but they know that our county collector collects it, so then they tag the county's name to it.
So the county gets $15 on that $1,500 CID.
I guess the 1%, like she does on, I don't know that. I don't know the numbers you get, but I'm wondering on that amount of subdivision and keeping track of the paper and getting it mailed back and all this stuff. Is that correct?
Well, we're going to get more on this because some of you saw before this. We have what I call an ambulance chaser lawyer soliciting out in that area to come in here and down in the landing both. The claim is to the office is that he's got 400 clients already.
We hear from him every day. We hear from about 20 a day. People call us and ask us what this is all about. We don't know what to tell them other than we've got your value at this, and they say, well, if it's at that, we don't want to be involved.
It's going to be down a deal from what I can gather from outside.
I'll make a motion to deny 0037.
May I finish the sentence?
I'm sorry, sir.
I got from some sources that this lawyer is going to be charging these people $300 a head or 30% of what he saves them that we reduce them from.
Second.
Okay. Discussion?
Now I'll entertain
discussion?
Your motion.
Okay.
Motion to deny. And second.
How about discussion?
Discussion.
All right. Okay. They built Branson Hills. Developer comes in, he starts selling these lots for $100,000 or whatever they are. If Well, are there, is there a golf course? I mean, is there anything that goes with it?
They get a 10% discount on the golf course to play.
But it's taxed separately then. It's not right. part of their lot? It's not part of their lot.
Now, is this, do they have, I know they'll have to pay an annual fee. Do they have to buy a membership fee out there or not?
I don't have no idea on that. I just know that we've exempted all of the Sid property earlier. This group did because they were owned by a tax-exempt entity. They are an entity. The problem he has with his lot that it actually adjoins the fairways of the golf course. Yeah. And, you know, we had argument prior to this in other cases. Well, if you don't join the golf course, it ought to be a little bit cheaper. And I think you guys have made a ruling on one of that. But this gentleman joins the golf course.
Here's my point. Here's my thought. You got a developer. They come in and they do that. And they sell their lots, as we've heard a number of times. Somebody from out of town probably paying more than it's worth. Maybe. Assumption. So they get done and they sell half or three-fourths of them or whatever they do, and so many are built on. But then if there's a resale, that's what's ringing in my mind, when there's a resale of that lot and it won't resell for what they gave for it because the developers made this big killing, and all the sales thereafter are going to be, instead of $100,000, let's say, they're going to be $75,000 or $50,000 or whatever they are. And I'm asking a question you probably can't be answered, but it seems like maybe the true value, you bring us the sheets that shows the value, which is what you've got to work on as the assessor, but as far as the true value of those lots, they're not really valued at what those original buyers paid for them, because all the rest of the buyers thereafter are going to be paying 50% or 75%.
The problem we have,
because they got soaked.
We're under restraints. We assess every 2 years. What you're referring to will show up.
Probably
it will show us in 09 and 10. It probably will show us exactly what these people are testifying to.
Right.
But not today, under the information of our 2 year assessment cycles, are we able to predict that.
But I follow you 100%. But from the evidence we've heard, and I don't know if it was all on Branson Hills or other things we've heard since we've been here, the summer BOE, it seems to indicate that happening, that maybe there is enough evidence.
We had the only evidence we have is when these first started selling, there was a company bought some for $69,000 and split their lot, and we had mass confusion. I didn't decrease it after I split it, so it was heard in front of the board last year. Since that time, those lots have sold for the $110,000 from individuals. So the information that we're being provided is going to happen. There's no doubt in my mind it will happen, especially by 10. But it isn't there to happen. It's right now being a prediction of what's going to happen. I think we even took HCW's main person here and took his structure off and left his value at the $100,000+, and we never heard a word out of him. We actually have...
Did any of you understand this thing about the fact that he couldn't even take somebody in to show his property?
He's saying that his access, his gated community is guard manned, and it's the hours are not convenient to him except by 24 hours. They made him hours of whatever, it's 7 to 7, whatever, but it's not available 24 hours a day unless he gets the key code, which he did say.
Another example would be, and this may not be as good, but the one out here at Oremus. They went to California, they sold them all for a big price, and then a year or two later, if you bought one of those, reselling it for whatever you give for it, unless it was a split or something, it ain't going to happen. They're not really valued.
But we're seeing resales already this last year that helped lower the price of those, in my opinion, because there's several of them resold for way less than what they sold in California for.
That's my point, isn't it? Isn't that what I'm saying?
Yeah, but we already have established resales that show the lower price.
And we're taxing, and we're assessing that. We're assessing that those lower values.
Yeah, the guy that was in here, he and his dad bought two lots for $19,000 and $20,000. We lowered the value on those, didn't we?
Some, not all the way to those values.
But we did lower them way below what they sold in California for.
But what I'm fine.
I didn't expect to have an answer, but it just as I've listened to these people,
here's what it appears.
Well, I agree with you. It's going to be a
stand the assessor took against this happening to the people had been slapped down by the state tax commission in this court case. I said these were hotspot sales, and in the process, O'Remus sold for $59,900. They sold again, we got letters in at $79,900 in the course of 12 months, but it happened to hit in the reassessment even numbered year, and we didn't raise those. So we left them at $59,900 when the assessment cycle turned around. So they actually got credited for about a 25 to 30% decrease because we didn't take them to the $79,900 that we've seen these few second sales occurring. But in the process, it gets me in trouble because I didn't take them to the $79,900, then wait for another 2 years and cycle them down to what these guys are paying. When we didn't take them to the $79,900, you guys can think whatever you want to, they actually got that 30% discount by leaving them at the $59,900 because there was sales out there in that even numbered year at $79,900. So a lot of these people are coming in arguing that I, the assessor, didn't recognize a big decrease in value. I did by simply not moving it in that even numbered year, which is against the law to move anyhow, but that's when the information poured into the office.
Well, that being the case,
right?
Why aren't you still doing it? Because I think the people of Branson Hills are taking a soaking.
Oh, I know they're taking a soaking, but there's no evidence to support it.
Well, I think we have had evidence. This last if you look here,
we've actually decreased those from 110 to 103.6 or 103.4, whatever we did.
This guy's got a legal action again.
Oh, yeah.
The HCW and the SID deal and all that. He doesn't have any evidence to present to us. The fact that he can't get to his lot, it has something to do with him probably not paying his dues to get the code.
Thank you for hearing me. I'm done.
I mean, I guess let me ask you a question. Suppose this guy wanted to go get an appraisal. Would we listen to it? Would we say, you're right, your lot's lower value?
He gets it from the right places, but he'll have to get it out of Branson. See, that's the problem we have with lots of these properties and lots of people doing things. The uniqueness of Branson Hills being in the SID is totally different than any other subdivision in Taney County. So if he goes, as we told him, Mr. Rose reiterated, you can't go to Point Royal, you can't go to some of the finest subdivisions in Taney County to draw his comparables, because they're an entity within themselves and uniqueness is there. We don't have that uniqueness anywhere else I know. When O'Remus went in, they were unique in what happened to them. They were unique, but they were just unique for 2 years. And that's where the assessor gets in a bind, is when, and IAAO, as we've been quoted many times, says you're to throw out valuing hotspots. Well, if O'Remus in the hotspot for the Forsyth area 2 years ago, but no, the ratios against Taney County would run with those hotspots in place. So the uniqueness, Jim, in answer to your question, I don't think he could go get an appraisal that would lower his, because he would have to pull some of those sales right out of the Branson Hills, and it's not going to say any differently.
I think I would agree that I think Branson Hills values are declining. The appraised values of that subdivision is devaluing.
What I would recommend that the assessor's hands are tied on, and I hate to say this, come in 2010 with your new sales information in front of this board and get it lowered. Because I can't touch it again until 2011, but they can come in front of this board in 2010 This information should be there. If we're all sitting here thinking the same thing, predicting the same thing, they have that opportunity to come back in front of this board in 2010 with this sales information and get those values lowered. I don't have that.
I don't have
that uniqueness.
I got to agree with Jim. I think the prices, if nothing else, the economy alone, the prices are coming down on that. And
I think it was retail. I think when they sold them, those were retail plus.
Call. Retail plus.
Call for the question.
All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Reluctant. Okay, now.
Yeah, I think these people.
Juggle.
You know, got emotionally bought into something. I think the same way on the agreements, you know, and same way on Branson Landing condos.
Yep.
People emotionally bought into things. And that's what you call the hot spots that you talk about, really. You know, you create something and get a lot of excitement about it, and people pay anything for it, and then they're sorry later.
I knew several people at Point Royal say, oh, this is going to be the greatest new thing out of this Payne Stewart course, and plan to buy. And they got out there and they found out what they wanted for lots and how they were going to restrict them to what contractors they could use and everything else. They've changed their mind. Rick, unfortunately, wouldn't want them.
The next ones are 60123 and 0124, the Shedrin properties.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you, James, didn't she mention that they were facing that riprap rock? They were ground level, facing the rock? Did she say that, and does that make a difference?
No, she did not say that. I think I'm the one who brought up the rock.
Okay.
Don't they all have them? No. The opposite side from the front ones, the old ones, that's the front ones, that sold for less.
Right.
Is facing the rock when you walk out.
And the ones on the left aren't either, though?
No. Nope, they're up on top of the hill, kind of on the upper break of it.
Which one was that? One side's kind of
like three. Yeah, but I've been over there before. I thought they both had it that way.
Now, if you see there, Jim, it comes up clear. You can see the rock on them condos.
No, I thought they both were built down. I've been over there.
The new ones are not.
Yeah.
The new ones are not, but the older ones are.
No, I think the new ones are down too, though. I guess the question is, are these ground level?
Those are on the opposite, right there. See where he's got his blue cursor?
Right. Are those ground level? I mean, aren't those multiple? I've seen them off of, I think, is it Bird Road or whatever road you can see them off of?
Right.
Aren't those multiple level condos?
They are, but the front ones are not like the back.
Okay, okay.
There's another driveway, Jim. Those condos are about a good 300 foot apart. From Bird Road, they might be 400 foot back there to his blue.
I guess I see the ones from Bird Road, which would be the older ones.
Yeah, those are the ones that's dug in. And you can see the rock. Like I say, right where the cars are parked, there's a 10-foot drop.
No,
now, down below there. On down, Jim, to the right. There you go. See those rocks? Those are 10-foot high.
That's not Bird Road you're seeing.
No, Bird Road's below, south of
Bird
that.
Bird Road's next, later down. But this is the front side of the condos to where they park. And have to walk down ramps or whatever to get in their condos. Those are ramp things.
The thing that bothers me most about this one is the amount of difference in the property values, whether they be new or old or whatever, is still one complex. And I can see having some difference, but the difference between the $1,500 and was $15,000.
I think that's just, you're just saying that's a calculation error. I mean,
that's a calculation.
Because it doesn't matter what the breakdown is, the total value
is. The overall total value.
The overall value is still the overall value you're saying. Yeah, what you're saying,
especially
right?
Especially on condos, trying to get to a sales price as a unique value to condos. I mean,
okay, now she was at 17. Now, go next
but
door.
But she had comp sales. That was
go right up next door to where we were. Because that was one of the properties in question, that blue one.
They're all
the same in those two buildings.
They're all the same.
Are they? Well, go on a couple. Let's see.
So in that building,
up a couple more in that building.
Basement versus top level, really no
difference.
That's
even more.
See. Yeah. I don't know why the one would be more. There has to be something involved there.
Well, are they
there's
top?
Another 18280. That has to be a square.
Maybe they got a garage.
Oh, wow.
Now, what was her other building? The other building was away from that.
She keeps referring Dr. Rhodes. I think if you check her testimony.
There's two buildings. Her other one's in the building just to the right of one where the blue is highlighted.
To the right.
So what I think is happening is she's providing information that's going to help her 010 or 11. It's the same deal. It's right. It's the time of the year.
And she's not going to be able to compare, though, her 98 built condo
to the 09 or the 08.
Now, to her credit, though, she paid $90,000
right.
in October for one of these units, and it's assessed at 94.
Right.
Yeah. So that could be the start of the sales trend going down, and she bought sure. one.
And she showed stuff that said 77 to 80 and stuff like that, or whatever it was.
She did show that, she...
Showed what now? I missed that. In her packet of information, she had about the most information anybody's provided, but she showed that the trends of 08 were lower.
And then that's why I showed you the two one
right.
straight across the room from her for 96, I think. Right. Or something. That, and it has to be adjoining condo.
And you say 134 Vixen Circle and 142 are adjoining properties? 130.
That's 142, and the building to the right is 134. Okay.
That's her other one right there.
And then the newer.
Those are both in newer buildings. Probably some of the newest out there.
Yep. Yeah. I feel a little more sorry for this one because she's done a lot of work in comparing and doing. We just don't agree with them.
Well, if you see on the parcel numbers, the one that I give you was 892-112-3, sold for 94.9. Hers is 112.4, and they have to be next door to each other because the parcel numbers reveal.
I make a motion to deny if we got the 94 and the 90 right next to them.
Well, has 142. Where's 143?
What's the assessor thinking? You good? You spot on?
I think with the rest of the building, I would just have to pretty well hold yeah, where I'm at.
So do we not believe the Exhibit A that shows those figures? 1028-008?
Where's that?
She's got titled Exhibit A, Comparative Market Analyst Summary, right after her letter.
Those are.
I think we looked it up and it was an older property.
Those are all 10 years older. Probably that much less. Those are that much older.
No, they're just $4,000 in assessed.
$15,000.
Well, it's more like $3,000 in assessed. And
well, I mean,
different.
The appraised value, though, about, yeah, value is about $15,000.
Yeah.
Most of these are in the $75,000 to $1,000 range, and those over there are $90,000.
Can you make adjustment on the property, James, so it doesn't cause the confusion on that?
I mean, say 20,000.
Well, it's not on individual properties. You got to remember those two buildings there on the front row, some of the first built, all of them at the 1600 land. She's not just grabbed one out and said, this one's at 1600 something. That is.
I'm talking about the total
buildings.
Value of the condo and the land. Whenever you, if you take it at the 16.5, or if you take it to 15,000, there's not $4,000 to $15,000 difference in the total value of the condo. You just need to make it. You need to switch the property to where it either matches, or the structure where it matches.
Well,
We're only talking about $4,000 difference in appraisal value.
And assessed.
Assessed.
Appraised is $20,000.
Yes.
Well, she paid $90,000 for it.
Well, I'm talking about the value between these older buildings and newer ones.
That's what I'm talking about, too, on the assessed.
There's $20,000 in appraised value difference.
Well, it wouldn't be on a three, would it? Uh-huh. See, there's $3,000 on some of them there.
Well, the one...
14, 9, and the 18. 18, 20.
The example she gave here that was sold last year in the old units all averaged about $75,000 sales price. And she is assessed at $94,000.
Yeah.
So roughly $20,000 higher.
Yeah.
Just because they're newer units. And that sounds like a lot just because they're a little newer to me.
Ten years.
Quite a little bit. No, those are what, 10, 12 years old anyway?
Ten years is what you said.
But I can remember when they first went up out there on Bird Road because nobody could figure out how to even get into them.
But I mean, do we lower the value of a house every 2 years as it gets older?
We did for years. We don't now.
Well, I was going to say, if you did, you'd owe me money.
That's what got part of our problem, that we straight-line depreciated like the state told us to do. Seemingly, everything we get in trouble for is what the state told us to do.
But aside from that, it's supposed to be appraised or assessed at its value. It's what we learned in Springfield, whether it's a year old or 10 years old or 40 years old. Whatever its true value is.
She's presented the evidence here that totally clears me of that, because she's presented evidence to say these condos on this lower side is worth $70,000 to $77,000, I believe, if you look at it, and that's what I got them on for. She didn't present evidence on her side to say that hers is not worth $94,000. She pulled into the 10-year-old condos and said, hey, these are worth 77, so my 2007
are none of her comparables from the new stuff, then?
Huh?
Is any of her...
The only one I see that might be
the only
new
two,
is
the 90 and the 94.
The 90 and the 94.
90 and the 94 is the only one she used up there.
The rest of them are down there.
One of them is next door to her.
It's her own evidence. I didn't...
Isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, it might be only a token. But I think I'd feel better if we just maybe lowered it to $90,000 what she paid for it, saying that's the true value. Because it was only just about a year ago she bought them.
What are you saying?
It's exactly the same, $94,000 on the one right next door to her.
And that's the one she had in her comps.
I don't understand. She
her comps are comparable, and the two deals she used that are in the same building are within 90 to 94. What hers is.
Did she have that in her comps, or was that from...
That was your comps, I think. I didn't see it.
That was James's.
Yeah, I didn't see that in her comps at all.
Did she say that on the... That's what she said. That was a phone call, wasn't it?
James told her that, I think. That there's one on
yes,
here.
Yes, I did. I did tell her that.
Belt number...
I thought you asked her if it was next door to her, and she said yes.
134... 142. I'm trying to see which ones those are.
Here. You can tell that most of the stuff on there is 07 sales.
So, what's some in the old?
Here it is, right here. It's
these are 70s down here.
I guess the most concerning I've got is the 111 Vixen. Nice. Where's 111?
Yeah, I've got real concern.
It's down.
Those suckers are real low.
They're down in the lower.
They're the older condos.
Oh, those are the older ones too?
And you have to walk down into them.
What is this person's, are they walk in, walk down, walk out? What?
What's hers?
See, the ones up at the bottom here are the higher ones, aren't they? If you go around and head go down to Walmart.
Yeah. Okay. So 111 is that first building. Where are you pointing, Jim?
111.
Where's your cursor?
Right in the lower right.
Okay, floor. Okay, thank you.
For the arrow at the end of it.
Okay, I see you got now.
Those are all your 70s, 77.
They're 60s now. They're under contract for. Or let's under contract for 60.
Yeah,
Here's the one that sold for $94.9, but that was in September of 2007. She, in the same building next door to it, she bought it in October of 08, a year later, for $90,000. So that does reflect a $5,000 drop.
The one right next door to her?
Yeah, it was sold a year before she bought hers for $5,000 more than she paid.
Okay, so she's asking for $75,000 on one of them and $80,000 on the other one.
Guys want to lower them to $90,000. I heard that recommended a while ago. I didn't get any second on mine.
That's the one. That's the way I didn't make an actual. I didn't move anything. I just be more comfortable of saying we haven't got that much in the last year of action out there. Maybe what she paid for it is a true value. It's not much. That's just a token raise from 94 to 90.
Well, I hate to use one example. Well, I mean, that's
did you guys look on my Fox Point sales at the newer condos where I drained
them? He took my paper.
Look on my Fox Point. I'm fixing to blow a hole in the theory. No, the Fox Point paper.
Right here it is.
Pages of sales in Fox
Point. Right here.
Okay. All right, flip it over.
Flip it.
Look at all those 08 sales on those newer condos. The bottom five.
We don't know where they are.
They're the new condos. They're not the old ones.
It just says Vixen Circle. We don't know, though.
Yeah, but that's where they are.
Where's Vixen Circle on the road, then?
That whole thing is Vixen Circle. But every one of those are 08, same.
111, 142, right. And 134. But see, these, we have no way of knowing that these are in the old or the new units or what here. So that's why I couldn't.
So did you see the 08 sales of the newer condos?
Well, that was way up. What do we got? That one's highlighted.
Now, that one's higher by far.
It's got a boat dock in the garage.
Three garages.
Under leaves. No,
got a boat dock in.
Goodness gracious.
Why would that one be up there?
I don't have no idea. We'll have to look and see.
I mean, that's way up there.
Yeah, it might all be lower.
One for 18, 17.
We need to find that. Kenny, I gotta go get that card. I'm sorry.
Which one? 28.
There's another one.
Another one for 28.
Those are corner.
Corner units are evidently.
Twice as much?
You've got a lot higher.
Ain't heard a word out of them. I mean, come on. You would think that they would, I guess we can call them and get them to come in here.
Go down to the bottom right unit there. Is it?
I may know one of them.
Okay, now it's not, and it's a quarter unit. Go to the upper left.
It's possible. Not saying it has happened, but it's possible that the assessor's office may have made a mistake.
We made lots of mistakes.
May have. I'm not saying you are.
Two corner units out of the four.
It's the view of the parking lot. You know, it's
which one?
They're looking at their boat slips.
Let up. Would they be management offices?
Right, maybe the back of Walmart.
They got a shortcut to Walmart.
Get on Walmart.
Put that cursor on that if you don't mind, Jim. So we can
run out the back door to Walmart for
right there. That one. Yeah, 8 9 29 2 1 11 6.
This one over here is the
other one, Kenny.
11 6 and 11 7.
11 7.
I'd say they're commercial.
They got a great view of the loading dock of Walmart there.
But we can tell you whether there's any value difference. But I'd say commercial versus.
What they're renting them?
Or we haven't heard from them.
Jim, we've been over 30 minutes.
There you go.
We've been over 30
minutes. They're exactly the same value as hers, except they are commercial.
It's an office or something.
$96,000.
Be an office or something, maybe.
Have they got nightly rentals? And
no. Well, I don't know. Do they?
They say they don't, but we haven't heard from these people. We'd often heard from them.
That's what the difference is, though.
$96,000.
Yeah. Yeah, they're exactly
the appraised value is the same. The assessed is different because of the.
Okay, we got two 96s, a 94, and a 90. What are we going to do? That's all in that same building.
Well, we don't have any 90s.
That's what she
paid. That's what she paid for it.
That's what she paid.
But those are, yeah, but I mean, her assessment is 94, so that building 94 to 96, is mm-hmm. I mean, there's not much difference in the valuation of all of
them. And they probably have a balcony that the square footage is about 20 corners.
We got more windows.
Maybe. Plus a boat.
We got boats to take a look at.
Jim, what do you think?
Climb out on a limb.
I think that's above my pay grade.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, that almost bothers me more than her. That one up there at commercial rates in the building where everything else is. You just don't find one unit out of an entire building.
I happen to know those owners. I'll find out and have them come and appeal.
Would the BOE want us to contact those two people and beg them to send their letter back? I've already sent them two copies, and I don't care to send them a third.
But it may be commercial, though. I have no idea. What classifies as commercial? If it's on a...
Maybe right.
If they rented out any, that's kind of like these houses.
But if it's like if it's a six-month lease...
Less than a month.
Less than a month, though.
It's over a month.
Branson ordinance knew they had this problem. They passed... The Branson City Council passed an ordinance saying you cannot have nightly rental in an R1.
So maybe it's just... It may be a classification error, though. You guys could have coded it wrong. Is that possible? I'm not saying you did.
Do you work for Bob Epperson of the Missouri State Tax Commission?
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, Sean Orway.
These are both commercial, same value, 96 to 29. And they do have about 10 extra square feet, so that's where the difference are 12 or something square feet difference.
You want to go to a different one? Have we got another one yet to do?
Yeah, we got one more.
Come back to this one another day.
Sure.
Both these people live there.
They just didn't send a letter in. Is that what you're thinking?
They don't live there.
Whoa.
No, they don't.
Most of these are rented.
These are both being billed to 142 Vixen Circle Apartment G. The second number is billed to 142 Vixen Circle Apartment F. And I would assume that they may be commercial condos. That's not their site addresses. Well, that's where the bills are sent.
I know, literally, the Marshall, I know them. They live in Tulsa.
Okay.
And it's a second home for them. They don't rent it out.
Okay.
So, I know that for a fact.
If you know that, call them and tell them to get their letter in while this BOE is still in session.
Motion to table.
Okay. Second that.
Man.
All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. So, we're going to leave.
I'll leave one hanging. We need a hanging.
We got that's two right there. What did we do with the 0138?
Yeah, we got two actually.
Cloth altar. Did we do any with that one?
What?
Yes, we did already, and it's left my table, so I can't remember how we voted. But it's
how about hanging. Hendrickson? Did we do something
that's,
with that?
It's still hanging.
That's hanging. It's a hanging jazz.
Mm-hmm. I thought that was denied. I've got that.
Yeah, I've got denied down there on Hendrickson.
No, nothing. No. You may have thought you were going to deny, but it never was done.
146.
I thought you denied all the tank over there. Would you want Tim to step in and give a brief explanation?
We did not ever... Well, I don't know if we did or not.
Well, that's the one that we didn't know whether to... he was the one that wanted to raise everybody. He really wasn't concerned with his, wasn't he?
Yep.
Hendrickson.
We voted on that, and I made a motion on it.
Yeah, we denied this.
I got it. We denied it.
We denied it, and then told it, and we instructed...
That was the one you denied and said, and let's check into the other.
Yep. I thought, which is what we did.
Yeah, no, we did.
I mean, I don't have my, that was something else. I can go get it for you.
No, we did deny that one.
Yeah, and check on that. And the same, and the most.
Yes.
0146?
That's the one where
we'll double deny it.
That's the one.
Does that make it a positive?
He made the motion to deny
and
it.
Too.
No, I have that one. It's on another property. I can tell you which one that was, but I don't have it right here in front of me.
It was the one up here.
It was another one.
Sandy? Yeah. I had five dollars Hendrickson and Lickney all turned out.
I'm going to agree with Cindy. This is the man and woman stood right there and turned and walked out because they was here on a 10-minute assignment. We boosted them in front.
turned and walked out, and we went straight to the next one.
Yep.
You never voted on the Hendersons.
No, we're right, we didn't. They just said it was
yes,
just too much to print.
Because I did not. We voted on it, gentlemen, because I abstained from the vote because it wasn't in here when they were standing there. It's the only one I abstained on.
You're right. The commissioner from the East is right. He
did that was Gertrude Whitty that you did that on.
Oh.
Yes, these two right. folks left here and didn't get a decision.
Yeah.
I thought it
was all right. In case I officially withdraw my statement from the commissioner from the East.
He was wrong.
if there's just a problem
that's what happens when we block too much time.
Look, we evidently have a problem if there's not a recorded vote on Hendrickson. I move that it be denied.
I can't remember what...
Who's going to second it? Passed 5-0 the last time.
And that is...
I'll second because it keeps it the same as what we've done all the others.
0138, clot filter. Danny, you voted to, you moved to lower it and then have them look into it. So Hendrickson has not been done.
I'll second that. Oh, no, I second the second. You already seconded it, didn't you?
Yes. All in favor, we're on Hendrickson. I move that Hendrickson be denied.
0146.
David, seconded. All in favor, say aye.
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 Okay. On clot filter, what did we do?
Okay, we said to leave the assessed value as is with the agreement of the taxpayer and then look into the fact that others...
Okay.
That own amenities aren't paying taxes on
those.
Yeah.
That's exactly
right. And we are still looking into that thing as to what's happened on the garage.
Did we decide on 215, the Daniel
Lichty? That was denied.
So that's all of them, besides the Shedred Sheridan properties that were done then, right?
I move that on BOE number 123 and 124. That the valuation be set at $90,000.
I'll second.
Just to get this out of the way.
Oh, you don't like hangers.
That was the one that I made the motion for $90,000. I'll second your motion.
You did not. I don't care. All in favor, say aye.
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 $90,000 on both of them.
Yeah.
Hang with them, Cindy.
Good job.
Tim, if you're listening, you can meander down this way.
I mean, we got less than today.
We're done.
We had 10 this morning.
We had 85 this afternoon.
Six.
How many weeks out are we scheduled, Cindy, from this?
Pardon me?
How many weeks out are we scheduled?
Actually, next week is full.
Which is Tuesday, Thursday, right?
The Tuesday and Thursday is full. Almost. I mean, I'm just shy of like one or two appointments. And then the next week after that, I've only got like three. So
could we, to try to, you know, could we put some of those on this next week or even meet on Friday morning?
Hello.
Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday morning.
You want to take one week off?
Huh?
Keeping in mind that we haven't hit, you know, the deadline yet, which is July 13th. That's probably
here Friday.
Is that where
I'm in a BOE meeting?
Next Friday, not this Friday.
Friday morning.
This Friday, I'm not going to be here.
The 4th.
Any other?
Not
yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Next week, have Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday morning. And then the next week, we'll schedule off, and then we'll come back a week if we have a good one and bring it over the deadline or something. I don't know. That's just,
if it looks like there's room to get them in, fine.
Find out if it's spread or not.
Well, it's
you know how to do it.
You'll have to do it.
I guess my question is, we have to still do business. Are we're not planning to do Fridays right now, are we?
As a rule, we don't have nothing Friday morning except the agenda review.
Okay.
And we post it for 9 o'clock, but generally there's not that much going on.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That'd get everything out of the way next week.
Just
come in at this point, and then if more stuff comes in, we can schedule it some the next week or something.
When's this?
Cindy, have we got all the vote months out of the way?
Week from Friday.
Yes.
Is it all the same schedule here? I thought there was 300 of them.
No, these are
all the
open months. If they don't slam this, maybe
we'll... All right, are we done then? Can we have a motion to recess?
Yeah.
I'll say that.
Is Tim coming?
Tim was coming, but he must be listening or doing something else.
I probably heard us.
I told him to. He's got it on.
He can start without me.
What? Which one's he going to talk about, James?
He was just going to run through. You can recess.
No,
all
don't.
He was going to do is go through the covenants of the condo association.
Oh, Tanny Como Terrace.
And that's kind of boring, anything else. Let's
I don't care. It don't matter to me.
He's getting it all together and showing you why we've done it the way. Dave come back with his information.
Okay.
That's all right. We can take that up next time whenever we're...
Well, we are actually going to have a case pertaining to that from Rush into work. And
that'll be good for him to explain it during the case.
Yeah. We'll just plan on Tim being here.
Because I just knew at the Point Royale that those condo garages were not sold to people. They were leased.
That's right. They're wanting for free and say they have the right to have it for free. And I'm...
I think we recessed, did we?
I'm going to go sharp right here.
Must have recessed. Yes, ma'am. You can figure all those in and give the numbers to our office. And then we'll
okay, well, I don't mind doing that. I mean,
are we recessed?
I have one of these sheets for every
parcel. Are we recessed?
I didn't see you. Okay.
Meeting adjourned.
Yeah, so
there we go.